Support for this public radio podcast comes from Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 11th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of the short story writer and novelist Ben Marcus. Born in Chicago, 1967, his first book, The Age of Wire and String, came out in 1995, a sort of fictional encyclopedia organized into categories: sleep, God, food, the house, animal, weather, persons, and the society, each of which included five brief essays and a glossary. His novel, entitled Notable American Women, came out in 2002, takes place in a futuristic Ohio about a boy raised by his mother in a radical feminist society called the Silentists. The main character of the book is named Ben Marcus, but when asked if the book was autobiographical, Ben Marcus said, "My family was very loving, and I've never been to Ohio." It's the birthday of Elmore Leonard, born in New Orleans, 1925, who published 22 novels before he had his first bestseller in 1985 with his novel Glitz. His books didn't catch on right away because, unlike most crime novels, they weren't mysteries, they didn't have a recurring detective hero, and they were more about the characters than they were about the plot. He once said that every time he finished a book, he continued thinking about his characters for weeks, wondering what they were doing. When he was asked why he writes crime novels, Leonard said, "I just feel more secure in a situation where I know a gun can go off at any time if things get boring." More of his books have been optioned by Hollywood than any other living novelist. 19 of them have become movies. And it's the birthday of Eleanor Roosevelt, born in New York City, 1884. Grew up feeling plain and boring compared to her beautiful, fashionable mother. She once said, "I seemed like a little old woman, entirely lacking in the spontaneous joy and mirth of youth." But she married her distant cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in 1905, a marriage that nearly ended in 1918 when she found out that he had been having an affair with a secretary. They agreed not to divorce, but after that, she grew increasingly independent, developed her own ideas about politics. And when Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected president in 1932, she became an active first lady. She held her own press conferences, toured the country during the Depression to give her husband a first-hand account of how people were doing, was an early supporter of civil rights. And in 1936, she started her own syndicated newspaper column called My Day. Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Here's a poem for today by Julia Lisella, entitled Raising Their Hands. "Sometimes I dream about my students, the pink of their palms red and raw. One student, 7 feet tall, his long back hunched over the desk, his arm out, and above him he could be waving or stopping a train. Another student wears eyeliner for the stage. She bends from the ribs, her body forming a tiny C, her hand up, sudden as a white cap. Some days they frighten me. 'Put your hands down,' I tell them. 'Shout, explode, scream it.' Instead, they look at me and smile the way they would at foreigners who don't speak the language. That's how they've trained me. Now I wait until I see a scatter of fingers, and then I choose, yes, your palm, your hand, your arched spine, you with your idea. Speak." A poem by Julia Lisella, Raising Their Hands, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.